Who will my opponents be fighting for? Well, Tommy Thompson, he'll be fighting for his friends, Washington, D.C. insiders and lobbyists who already have too much power and influence in Washington. Mark Newman and Jeff Fitzgerald will fight for additional corporate tax cuts instead of working to rebuild our manufacturing economy and creating jobs that can't be outsourced to other countries. And is there any doubt who the hedge fund manager will be fighting for? Eric Hovde will fight to repeal Wall Street reforms and return to the Bush-era policy of letting big banks write all their own rules and gamble with our nation's economic security, the same policies that led us into this mess in the first place. Every one of our opponents refuses to do what's right for Wisconsin. They all support cuts to programs that make college more affordable, and none of them have stood up to provide relief for Wisconsin students strapped with student loan debt. They would all strip the health care of young people who now have it because of the Affordable Care Act and put insurance companies back in charge of our health care. Their idea of deficit reduction is shifting the burden to the middle class, to families and seniors and those who are struggling the most in Wisconsin. They all support the Ryan budget, which, as we all know, would end the guarantee of Medicare for future generations while giving extreme tax cuts to the very wealthy in this country. Now, some of you know that I was raised by my grandparents. So I had the opportunity at a very young age to understand the vision and the wisdom of Medicare and Social Security. And so I say to Tommy and Eric and Jeff and Mark, these aren't programs, these are promises. And these are promises we will not let you break. And it's a promise that I pledge to keep. So with our grandparents and forebearers in our hearts and future generation in our hopes, I ask all of you tonight to commit to this fight for fairness. And I ask all of you tonight to recommit to this fight for Wisconsin's middle class. And I ask you all tonight to renew your commitment to the fight for Wisconsin's future. And I ask you all tonight to have faith that we will prevail. Thank you so much.